On this episode of Roundabout, we asked the candidates what they think about Lansing's rising legacy costs. As of July, the city has more than $700 million in money that hasn't been set aside to pay for retired city workers' pensions and health care. With a set amount of money and more people retiring, the city didn't budget for the massive amount of money that they owe. The candidates all agree that people deserve to get their pensions, but where they get the money to pay for them is a different matter. Janice Jackson Long is one of the four candidates running for one of the two at-large positions. She says it's important to grant everyone their pension, but the city needs to cut costs and relocate funds.
I definitely think that everyone that's been promised a pension should get that pension. They've been depending on that for years, and it's been promised to them. So it is crucial that they get that.
Ward 1 incumbent Jody Washington has a similar view. She says she is aware of the debt, but dealing with that debt is a long-term process that's not going to be resolved quickly.
This debt has been here for years. It does not need to be paid overnight, but we must get a handle on it, and I think we need to examine our processes, see where we can get cost savings, stay on the plan of paying off these legacy debts. We must keep an eye on our money managers, on how they are investing and what our return is.
Carol Wood is an incumbent and current president of the council. She's running for re-election as a member at large. She says she wants to assure people that legacy costs aren't being put off and that the city's working to find a solution.
We're making adjustments every month, every year, to try to make sure that these legacy costs are going downward and not upward.
Julie Rodacker is also running for an at-large position. She says cutting costs by looking at city overtime and making an adjustment to the city workers' final average contributions would make legacy costs more payable.
I'm not against them any way, shape, or form. I want them to get their pensions. However, it's up to our elected officials to get the finances in order so we can keep our promises.
Patricia Spitzley is an incumbent running for re-election as a member at large. She says the city is trying to get its act together. Their financial health team made recommendations to the council over the summer, and Spitzley says they're working on it.
One of the things that they suggested was the hiring of a chief strategy officer, and we've done that. And so that is the first step, I think, in looking at our resources and doing a top-down review of our finances, our departments, and looking to find efficiencies there as well.
However, Brandon Betts, a first ward candidate, says he's worried one of the solutions will be to cut costs by cutting public services.
I stand with people who say that is unacceptable. We need to have our vital human services in Lansing. We need to take care of our people, and there are a lot of people who are struggling in our city that still need to be taken care of. So I think that we are going to need to work with the state and with the federal government to solve these problems.
Adam Hussein, who's running unopposed for his current third ward seat, did not participate in the series after multiple requests for comment. Right now, the city of Lansing spends roughly 22% of its budget on legacy costs. That's money the city isn't spending on new hires, employee health care, or public services. Each candidate approaches the problem slightly differently, but all agree it's a massive obstacle for the city. All candidates assure city workers will get paid their pensions. For WKAR News, I'm Amanda Barberina in East Lansing.